Jan Perry can't do anything about how this year's election is run in her bid for mayor, but she is looking forward to the future. Perry wants to make sure more people have the opportunity to vote in city elections.
Voter turnout is a fundamental quality of fair elections and supports our efforts to get our constituents involved in local government and play an active role in shaping their future.
Perry wants Los Angeles to add many new ways for people to vote in city elections, such as
early voting, expanding voting centers, creating alternative voting days, synchronizing with national and local elections, same-day voter registration, vote by mail, and voting at community centers or houses of worship.
All these changes would address a problem with city elections. Kathy Fung is the executive director of California Common Cause, a voting reform organization.
Los Angeles has historically had very low voter turnout. In some years, that turnout has been as low as 7% of the eligible voters. That's really a very small sliver to be representing all of the city.
Fung says council members are generally in favor of increasing voter turnout, but there are political issues they have to consider.
Regardless of what election they're running for, as politicians, they have to care about what those rules are going to be and how they will directly impact on their own careers.
The last time the city tried early voting was a pilot program in 2007. The city clerk says the program cost about $260,000 and it was underutilized by voters. But the same report says early voting is growing in popularity, and it takes time for people to know they can vote early. The next election these changes could take effect is 2015. As for this year, the only way to vote early is to apply for a mail-in absentee ballot by February 26th. James Santelli, Annenberg Radio News.